Okay.
That's pretty good.
We got 1027 for the show so far, so
we
that
might
means...
want to throw some incentives out there. Like, yeah. If you want us to say anything on the radio, just dial in, do a pledge, and we'll say what it is, whatever it is you want us to say.
Within...
No, no rules.
No, there
no
there,
holds barred.
I will go with no holds barred on one thing.
What?
There are legal things that we are not allowed to say on the air.
Hmm. But do we have mute buttons?
Not really. No. Sort of, we do, but I'm not good at them. I'm more than likely to not mute.
Right.
Because part of my brain still thinks that I'm still a late night radio show.
But where, see, now you've set up this whole thing where people are like, oh, what could I say that it would be illegal for them?
I know,
say?
But they all know. 204-774-6877 to make your pledge to campus and community radio.
I'm thinking something like, hi, Nancy, blah, 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 or something, you know, like from your son, Reginald, something like that. But now they're thinking, what can I get them to say that's illegal?
Yeah. And what will get past the really terrible mute fingers on the buttons? Just ask Art Ladd, who used to be our program director here, about a stunt that I did over a late night radio once.
Mm-hmm.
I might discuss it after
this.
Some
time in jail for that.
Yeah. I might. No. Well, yeah. Okay. No jail. But here, listen to this for like 3 minutes.
Yeah.
And
just listen to it.
And we'll come back.
Call.
Okay. We'll come back in 3 minutes.
This is CKUW 95.9 on your FM dial.
You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM.
You are listening to CKUW 95.9 FM.
Oh.
All right, we're back here on CKUW 95.9 FM, here on CKUW 95. Oh, wait, I just said
we're
that.
Back.
We're back. CKUW 95.9 FM radio. You're listening to the Completely Asinine radio program here on CKUW 95.9 FM. And, yeah, in the last 20 minutes or so, we've had a couple of calls and an email, pledges towards the radio program. One of them was for $75. Thank you, Riel. One for $20. Thank you, Chris. And one from Dylan, $500. So nice. Thank you, Dylan. You have helped us break the 1,200 goal for the original goal for the show. And also, I'm looking at these sheets, and as much as most of it is absolutely perfectly accurate, there are a couple of things that are missing from last week's sheets. So I don't actually know exactly what we're at right now, because there are...
So you're saying the number we have that beat your goal... is a conservative.
It's a conservative estimate. I know that it's more.
All right.
Solely because I know, based on the two names that I know for sure that are missing off of this list,
right,
that it's more than that. I'm not going to say how much more it is, but
right,
actually, why not? Let's just do it. It's about $200 more.
You remember the amounts?
One was my friend Samantha, who gave $100.
Nice.
And the other was my friend Nancy, all the way up in Yellowknife.
Oh wow!
Who gave us $95.90? Because it's perfect. It's the 95.9 FM,
yeah,
right? So that's add roughly 200 to 1527, and you've got 1727.
Roughly,
which makes us about, I'm going to say, about $275 away from hitting 2,000 for the show. Right? Is my math correct? Because I'm not good at math.
Pretty close.
Pretty good.
Okay. I have enough confidence in the other people in the room that... we're pretty good on that.
You said the word math and I stopped paying attention. So
yeah. I like to quote this one podcast that I listen to on a regular basis. It's called Hello from the Magic Tavern. And the main host of the program, one of his parents is actually a math teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And he is notoriously bad at math. And his statement is, I'm not good at math stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The end. End of story. 204-774-6877. If you're better at math than we are, which you probably are.
You could probably add up all those numbers that you just listed if you're really good at math.
Yeah. If you're that good that you added up all that in your head without anybody going...
Well, I mean the number, the 204-774-6877. Add those numbers up. If you're so good at math.
14, 20... 24.
But I wasn't talking to you. I was talking 30, to the listener.
38, 45, 52. No.
I don't know. I'm not doing it.
No, 42. Our phone number adds up to the answer. To life, the universe, and everything.
That seems unlikely. I'm using the calculator.
Okay. I don't know what's going on. I can't hear my headphones anymore. I think they're broken. Can you
hello?
Can you
hear mine, yeah.
You can hear yours?
The volume's gone down, though, but
okay.
Yes.
Okay. Was that one yours? No. That
hello.
One.
No, it's good, right, whatever
okay.
It is.
Well, I can't hear myself in the headphones anymore. I don't know why, but... anyway, 204-774-6877 is the number to call if you want to make your pledge towards Campus and Community Radio.
It is 52.
Damn it! My first mathematical error of the show.
Well, you got it right the first time. It was your correction that was an error.
Like I said, it was an error. Like,
yes.
I might have gotten it right the first time, but
yeah.
I don't know what's going on anymore. we're over 1500 for the show. We're shooting for 2000. 204-774-6877 if you want to pledge $75 for a sweet t-shirt. It's a sweet t-shirt. If you don't want stuff, you can get a tax receipt.
Oh, interesting. But you would want the Friends of card discount if you remember to use it. Why not?
Yeah. Absolutely, because you get discounts all over the city.
Including, I think, Ida is a new one on there.
Oh,
they
fantastic.
They weren't on there before, but they're a really good bakery, and yeah.
Yeah, and they are across the street from another place that is on there, King Cobb Market Pub.
Yes.
Where there are live performances every Wednesday that are presented by CKUW.
Nice.
And one Tuesday once a month, there's an electro-experimental evening brought to King Cobb by the Sane Radio program here at CKUW.
This one here now?
Yeah, CKUW, right here.
Did Greg Hanick play that recently?
Yes, he just played that on Tuesday.
That is awesome. He's so good.
It was a very lovely show. It was Greg Hanick and Anthony Vallad and the shirt that you're wearing, Crab Skull. Yeah, it was a fantastic
legendary
show. It was super good. I honestly have to officially disclose the fact that King Cobb is owned and run by my brother, Daryl, solely because...
Who I met at the Hut Hut show.
Yes. Yes,
recently.
You did.
Yeah.
That was a great show.
It was so good.
Another example of fine, fine Winnipeg entertainment, Hut Hut, with their
Agreed.
Brand new record, Hut Hut.
Yeah.
Which is the follow-up to their debut album, Hut Hut Hut.
Yeah.
And they had hats for sale that said Hat Hat. Genius. Absolutely.
I wonder if
genius.
They're going to have a song that'll be a hit hit.
Guaranteed. I proclaim it to be so.
I'm here for it.
And I am so here for it as well. 204-774-6877 if you want to make your pledge towards Campus Community Radio. Fundrive.ckuw.ca. Utilize the drop-down menu and hit carp the. Actually, carp, comma, the. When you're using the drop-down menu, because it's alphabetical order, A, B, C, D, E, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, I had something lined up, so here we go. We're going to listen to whatever the heck I lined up like 20 minutes ago, and I can't remember what it is anymore.
Is it Marin?
No, but that's coming. That's in the queue.
All right.
It's coming up, I promise. As well as one of my favorite records of Winnipeg notoriety of all time.
Hmm.
Exactly. Here we go. Let's listen to whatever this is now on CKUW 95.9 FM. You're listening to the Completely Asinine Radio program, and we are at over $1,500 for the show. Let's hit 2,000, please, by 8 o'clock when Circle One shows up and they bust things open to hit us over 40,000 for the whole goal in an hour. It'll be great. Guaranteed. Listen. It's going to be fun. Thank you.
climb the highest halls to the brink of the top. I will free fall in your soft caress, holy hollow. Increases your tomorrow's holy hollow. I will dive the deepest depth of your love and illusion.
All right. Okay. I sort of heard myself in the.
It sounded like distortion.
I got. Yeah. There's there.
Oh, there we go. Yeah. That,
okay. Come on.
That's a faulty board, isn't it?
Okay.
There.
Hello. Okay. I can sort of hear myself. I'm going. Oh, there I am.
Hello.
Hello. I'm going to only speak very quietly now.
You can hear yourself?
I can hear myself
okay.
now.
Okay, I can't hear you still.
You can't hear me?
Hmm?
No. Okay.
Well, that's all right.
That's all right. Yeah, that's fine.
Let's just pretend we are sure that they can hear us out there.
Absolutely. I am positive that everybody can hear me out there. Because I know that the microphone actually does work and it does go live. So 204-774-6877 is the number to call to make us happy here by making your pledge here for our Fun Drive 2026. As we stated before, for $35, you can get a friend's card that gets you discounts all over the city and all kinds of different places. Record stores, restaurants, bakeries, you name it, they're on there. There's a lot of them.
Yeah.
So we're not going to list them because lists are boring.
Right.
I've learned that over my time here in the studio here at CKUW that often when you're listening to programs and they're listening and they're just listing things,
It's easy to tune out.
It's very easy to tune out. We don't want you to tune out. We want you to tune in, and we want you to make your pledge towards Campus and Community Radio at 204-774-6877. Or at fundrive.ckuw.ca if you happen to be telephobic. I wish it was up in the studio, but I can't. It's not in the studio. You can also e-transfer pledges towards the station. I can't see the thing in the studio, so I can't tell you exactly where you need to e-transfer.
You could just
to
give us like $5 if you see us out in public.
Yeah, and we'll make sure it gets to where it needs to go.
We will.
Absolutely. Promise. Guaranteed. Wink. 204-774-6877 is the number to call if you want to make your pledge towards Campus and Community Radio. I'd also like to once again thank all of the people that have donated to the program this year so far. That would be Christiana, Jason, Christopher, Dylan, Jay, Carl, Darren, Jared, Mark, Riel, Daryl, John, Wes, and Samantha.
You're doing the lifting thing.
I know, but I did it really fast. They're really fast.
It's fair.
Like, that was like 18 names in like 10 seconds. Maybe it was 12.
I wasn't counting.
Neither was I. Not good at math stuff. 204-774-6877 is the number to call if you want to reach us here at the Palatial Stadium Studios. words.
Palatial Stadium is great.
I know. The Palatial Stadium here on the four and a half floor of the CKU of the University of Winnipeg, above the buffeteria. If you come here during Monday to Friday during the day and you want to take a tour,
that's where your money goes. If you're donating, it's to make this place more palatial.
Yeah. Hopefully we can eventually replace the fork that's holding up the cubicles. That fork has been holding the cubicles together for, we've been FM for getting close to 30 years now, and that fork has been holding that cubicle together the entire time. That's an impressive feat.
That fork is a pillar of the Winnipeg music community.
Absolutely, that fork is a pillar of the music community here in Winnipeg, Manitoba, North America, Canada. Thinking of pillars of the musical community here in Winnipeg, I am with a guest. My name is Chris, and my guest is Joel Claverkamp, who, to me, not only is he a person that I consider a good friend.
I'm just like that fork.
He is just like that fork.
Somewhat of a pillar myself.
He is a pillar in the musical community here in Winnipeg, dating back to when was the first Gingerbread Man show? And was Gingerbread Man your first band?
Gingerbread Man was not my first band. The first live music that I was playing in, like, of original stuff in a band would have been 1989. I played, I was probably 16, and I did some U of M, like, Spirit Week type shows with this band. Yeah. We went on Johnny Sizzle's Entertainment Watch.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Which band was that?
It was called Breakneck Inferno.
Breakneck Inferno.
Not, yeah.
Was there any demos made of Breakneck Inferno? Yeah. Do you have one still to
this
day?
If I do, I will never let you hear it. It was basically like high school hair metal. I wasn't into hair metal at high school, but I went to a small high school, and it was like the only people that I could find in the school who actually wanted to play music. That's what they wanted to do.
And so
I was like, well, I need to play bass, so I'm just going to do it with these guys.
Yeah. That's fine.
But even at the time, I was like, didn't quite fit in. I was like, why aren't we playing Prince or Sade? And they're like, no, we want to play Warrant and Poison.
And you're like, oh, okay, that's fine. Absolutely fine.
Yeah.
It all works out.
Yeah.
The reason why I bring up that you're a pillar of the local music scene is because this next set of music features you.
Nice.
You are on each of the next four songs.
Four songs?
Yes.
This is a surprise to me, then.
This is a surprise to you. There are four songs coming up.
Okay.
That feature Joel Klaverkamp.
Let's see if I remember them.
On a variety of instruments, no less. A variety.
Uh-huh.
A veritable
I do play
cornucopia of musical instruments. So, without further ado, make your pledge to Campus and Community Radio, where you can hear stuff like this, me surprising Joel with a set of music featuring him.
I'm wondering,
live on the radio,
does The Fork have any albums out?
Oh, The Fork has so many albums out. Mm. You just need to find them. They're probably hidden with the spoons.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe even the knives. Okay, press that button, press this one, and away we go, starting off with one of my favorite releases that Joel Klaverkamp is on. I absolutely love and adore this record so much, and I am so pleased to have it in my collection.
Nice.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is The Ladies of Hope.
Love you.
Back for one more little round of talking to you all here on CKUW 95.9 FM. Make your pledge towards campus and community radio here at 204-774-6877. If you'd like to make your pledge, by all means, do so. It's easy. It's all you have to do is pick up your telephone.
Pick up the phone.
And utilize your fingers and... or if you're of the type of person that just goes, hello, whatever thing that answers your phone thingy, Siri or Alexa type thing, and go, phone this, and it does it.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never used that, but I don't really phone people.
Yeah. We're both telephobic people, so it's a thing.
Yeah.
If you are also telephobic, you can fundrive.ckuw.ca. For this show, use the drop-down menu and hit CARP, the. For the show that's coming up next, Circa 1, use the drop-down menu for Circa 1.
It's pretty straightforward.
Yeah, it's very simple, very straightforward. But yeah, once again, 204-774-6877 is what you need to do to make your pledge to Campus and Community Radio. For a simple $35, you get a friend's card. For $75, you get a sweet shirt.
Really?
Yeah. Anything else you need to say, Joel? You got anything coming up?
No. I mean, the next Cookie D show is March 5th at the Times Changed, and it is with Cola Cola Pop. He's doing his album release.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. Cola Cola Pop is equally fantastic.
Yes.
I played a show with him last year at the Albert.
Yeah.
And it was absolutely bonkers how crazy good he was.
Yeah.
And apparently he's like expanded to like more of a full band now too.
He has a full band set up. Yep.
Cuz when I saw him, it was just him with his suitcase of stuff.
Yeah.
And that was impressive enough.
Yeah. He's good with the sampler.
Yeah. So check that out, March 5th. Times Changed.
Yep.
Cookie Delicious. And Cola Pop. We got time for a couple more short songs for the evening. I want to thank everybody that has donated and pledged towards the Completely Asinine radio program here on CKUW 95.9 FM. Once again, that's 204-774-6877 if you want to introduce yourself to making a pledge towards campus and community radio. That said... here's a quick little bit of music. Stay tuned for Circle One coming up next. Thank you so much for coming on, Joel.
Yeah, it's always awesome.
It's always a pleasure. Perhaps next time we'll be pumping a new record from you.
Probably.
It's a good shot.
Yeah.
You're in like 9 bands, so it works out that way. Anyway, this first song, because Rob always insists that I have to do this, I'm disclosing the information that it is my own music.
Oh.
This is a cover of a Blunders Public track.
Perfect.
So With that said, love y'all. See you next week, whether it's pre-recorded or I'm live. I don't care. Yeah, here's Listen to Music.
Positive approach. You can still follow the model that brings